We're in part two of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, starting from Siv Zayin. The halachas of rechitza, washing. On Tisha B'Av, we know the chameshes inuyim, and rechitza is one of them. You're not allowed to wash yourself. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin, rechitza asura b'Tisha B'Av, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonein. You're not allowed to wash yourself on Tisha B'Av. Doesn't matter if it's hot water or cold water. Afilu lahoshit etzba'o b'mayim asur. Even to just put your finger into the water is also asur. We'll see if a person's dirty, so then that's going to be mutter. We'll see that right now. Not right now, we'll see that in Siftah. Siv Ches. Tevila shel mitzvah bizmana muteris. So there's a big machlokas if tevila bizmana is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah. And there's a machlokas in the Gemara if tevila bizmana is mutter. Also, we paskin tevila bizmana is mutter. Is tevila bizmana a mitzvah or not is a whole discussion. But now, as Mechaber points out from Tosus, tevila shel mitzvah bizmana is muteris. Aval, but bizmana zeh ain't tevila bizmana. Nowadays, the Benos Yisrael are makbid, that the Yoshvos, Shivanikim, al tipas dam kechardal. Nowadays, that we're machmer, nechos nida, so therefore we don't have such a thing, basically, as tevila bizmana. Hilkach lo titbo bo. Therefore, a woman may not go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Vechein nohagu. And that's the minhag. Also, Beis Yosef points out from Rishonim that in those days where they used to be involved in Taras, there was reason for a woman to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. But nowadays, the whole point of going to the mikveh is to matter her to her husband. Anyway, she's asura to her husband on Tisha B'Av, so there's no reason to be makel, and therefore the minig is not to go to the mikveh, tefillah bizmana. There's no tefillah bizmana anywhere. Siftes. That which we said, that rechitza is asur. But if a person's dirty, he's allowed to wash the dirty parts of his body. When we talk about rechitza being asur on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, it's rechitza shel ta'anug. But if a person's dirty, that's not rechitza shel ta'anug, so he can wash off the parts of his body that are dirty. Also says the Mishnah Berurah, mitanzeh noshim ha-mavashlos, women who are going to be cooking, the better to not start cooking till after chatzos, u'tshichos lirchot ha-basar, they have to rinse off the meat, avdim b'meile rechetzes gam yadeh ha-mutter. Even though her hands are going to get wet, that's okay, because it's not a rechitza shel ta'anug. The Mechaber continues, v'lo yito kol yodov, ela lefi ha-tzorech, v'havir ha-lichluch. You can't wash your whole hand if you have a little bit of dirt on your hand, you wash the part of your hand that's dirty. Again, if his hands are dirty, he's allowed to wash. He's to wash off the dirt. He shouldn't wash his entire hand. He should only wash that which he needs to wash to get rid of the dirt. Haggad notes says the Ramav, he must tzrachov im mutter lirchot dino kemo biyom akipurim v'ayin lekaman simin tuf reish yud gimel sif gimel. If a person goes to the bathroom, so it says over there that a person is allowed to wash his hands up to kishrei etzba'osav until the knuckles. A person is allowed to wash after he goes to the bathroom. See, if Yud tells us not to adam yod of chakras, the person wakes up in the morning, he has to wash negavasar for a number of reasons. So he's also allowed to wash his hands in the morning when he wakes up. Negavasar, v'tzarech lizar, shal yitl yod of ela atzof kishri etzba osav. Also to make sure only to wash until the knuckles. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph that before tefillah, to daven also brought down the Vayichos Mincha, I believe. I forgot where exactly. At the end of Chedek Beis Mishapur, Chachos Mincha. So there is brought down that one is supposed to wash his hands every time he daven. So that you're allowed to do. That's also a Rechitza Shal Mitzvah. You're allowed to wash your hands again until your knuckles for davening on Tisha B'Av as well. Because it's not Rechitza's Ta'anug. That's Yud, Sif Yud Aleph. Ula'acha Sheni gave Yadav after you've dried your hands. V'adayin Lachot Ksat is still a little bit moist. Ma'avira ma'inav, he can put them over his eyes to help him wake up. Yihaya lifluf al gabe'inav, if his eyes are full of lifluf, lifluf is what we call in English gook, he's got gook on his eyes, vedarko l'rochta b'mayim, and he usually washes them off, rochit v'maviro, so he can use water to get rid of the gook. V'nechoshesh da'avede ketitu ketzoa, because it's like dirt. Sherochit kedarko v'enechoshesh. You're allowed to wash off dirt, don't have to worry. Sifi beis, haholech lahakva p'nei rabo, or aviv, or misha godo b'menor, or the terech mitzvah. Person's going to see his Rebbe or his father, or he's going to do a mitzvah over b'mayim. He's allowed to walk up to his neck in water. Ve'inachoshesh, don't worry about it, because again, it's not rechita shel ta'anug. Ve'chein b'chazara mutter, you're even allowed to return. Why are you allowed to return? It says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'itiru bazeh, v'tiru bazeh. No, wrong Mishnah Berurah. He's not going to go to the mitzvah in the first place. We want him to go do the dvar mitzvah, therefore we allow him not only to go but to come back. There is a very interesting machlokas haposkim about hatzalah people, going to save people on Shabbos. Here obviously you're dealing with barely an issa derabanan, because you're not even, it's not rechitza shel tanug at all. So the discussion if he tiru chazara mishum tchilasa, if you let it so for mishum tchilasa. So here we say that it's mutter the Torah mitzvah. Can a hatzalah person drive back after on Shabbos after taking a person to the hospital? So I understand that Rav Moshe is mekel and Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmer. So that's a big machlokas haposkim, and I think that this sugya over here plays a role. The fact that we permit sofo mishum tchilaso, because we don't want you to not go in the first place. Okay. Sif Yagimel, haholech lishmor peirosov, if you're going to wash your peiros over by my matzavaro, you're allowed to go up to your neck in water. Here the Mishnah says, ve'itiru b'zem, ve'hefset mamon, because of hefset mamon we permitted this, ve'enachoshet, don't worry, alav b'chazara aser. So here chazara is aser, why? Because we're not afraid, you're not going to go next time. For hefset mamon, you're going to go next time. When it comes to a mitzvah, we're afraid you're not going to go next time to do the mitzvah, so we allow you to come back. Here, it's just for your parnasa, so we're not afraid that you're not going to go next time. If the money is important to you, and if it's really a hefset, you're going to go anyway. Therefore, the chazara is aser. Sif yadalid, haba min aderech, v'raglav keos, he came from the road, his feet are very worn down. Mutter lechot b'mayim, he can wash his feet in water. Because Mishnah says that's a refuah lachazkam, that's not considered a tanug. I don't think we do this bisman as that. You're allowed to soak a washcloth in water erev tishabav, umotiyam in a mayim, and you take it out before tishabav, he missed nageves, and it dries. Umikaneach v'aponav the beraglov. Afid einosol rak the tainuk shari kemishin neguva. You wait till it's dry enough. Mishmar says that it's not tofeach al minas latviach. Sivkat lachav zayin means it's not wet enough to wet something else. So therefore, even though there's a tanug involved in putting that cloth on your face, since it's not really wet anymore, that's not called a rechitza. That is rechitza on Tisha B'Av in a nutshell. Sif Tez Zayin, getting into Sicha, anointing. Sicha in Asura Ela Shel Ta'anug. Sicha is Asur, again, if it is Shel Ta'anug. Shmearing oneself with ointments, with perfumes, with things like that is Asur. Vamishi Ishto Chatitin Barosho, someone who has some scalp disease and he has to shmear in some stuff. Sach Kedarko Ve'in Achoshi. She's allowed to do it, doesn't have to worry. It's only Asur Shel Ta'anug. If it is for medicinal purposes, that's Mutter. Bir Alocha here tells us Dibur Maschal Sicha Lefiza Poshet Lahavir Tazuama Mutter. So they point out that deodorant, which is Lahavir Tazuama, is Mutter. That is Sif Tezvav. That is Sicha in a very, very small nutshell. Sif Tezayin, the Ilas HaSandal. Another one of the Inuyim. We're not allowed to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av. So here there's, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Beis Yosef brings down three shitas. What does it mean, shoes? So one shita that we're all familiar with is leather shoes. And that's how the Machaber Paskins over there and over here. One's not allowed to wear leather shoes, other shoes are mutter. Others say, I think it might be shita's Rashi, that wooden shoes are also asr. And there's a third shita that says anything that protects your foot, any shoe, even if it's those keds, those canvas keds, if it protects your foot like a shoe, it's going to be asur. So these three shitas, the Mechaber Paskins, only leather, and in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's nochon lahachmer, that one should be machmer and not wear on Yom Kippur those canvas keds. Gezona, thank you. Okay, so if it protects your foot, it's like a regular shoe, like canvas keds. So there's a chumra, again it's a chumra, meikra din, it's mutter, because we paskin only leather, but there's a chumra not to wear something, slippers, to wear something that makes your foot feel like it's not wearing a shoe. So that's what it's brought down by Hilchos Yom Kippur. Let's see what the story is by Tisha B'Av. Ni'ila says, Sandal says, the Mechaber Davka Shel Or, it's only leather, the same thing that the Mechaber paskins in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Aval Shel Beged, O Shel Eitz, O Shel Sham, Klipi Eitz, Begumi, mutter. Anything else is mutter. But if it's wood covered with leather, again, leather is also, even if it's not directly touching the foot, it's leather covering the wood, that's also going to be asur. So here it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the chumrah to be machmer, not to wear any shoes at all. Like that, like you should wear slippers, things that make your feet feel like they're touching the ground. So I saw some contemporary Sfarim wanted to say that it's the same thing. They wanted to say the din that applies by Yom Kippur applies by Tisha B'Av. I thought perhaps you don't have to say like that. Yom Kippur, where you're dealing with a Daraisa, perhaps. Yom Kippur, where perhaps you're dealing with a Daraisa, so then there's reason to be Machmir. But Tisha B'Av, for sure not Daraisa. And the Mishmur doesn't tell us to be Machmir over here, so maybe over there, Chumras Yom Kippur, we're Machmir, but over here there's no reason to be Machmir at all. Again, the Ikra Adin, if it's not leather, it's fine. So the question of a Chumr. So the chumra, good. The chumra is brought down Yom Kippur. So let's be machmir, perhaps those who want to be on Yom Kippur. But why should we be machmir also on Tisha B'Av? So I brought this question to Rav Nezal, and he said, "Mistaver, it makes sense. Din efshir bekalut lachmir, that if it's easy to be machmir, then one should also be machmir on Tisha B'Av. Again, a chumra is a chumra. You don't have to do it, but there is an inyan on Tisha B'Av also to be machmir as there is on Yom Kippur." Again, we're walking from place to place, I would think, like if you're walking to shul, so put on the canvas keds, and when you get to shul, so take them off, put on slippers, something like that. If you want to be machmer, if you don't want to be machmer, don't be machmer, this is a chumra ba'alma. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out at the end of Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, after Bisha also B'Tisha B'Av of Yom Kippur Ben Ilas Asanda Mikamakom Eskimu Harbe Acharonim Shiuchel Lebarach Berchas Shasadi Kol Tzarki. The bracha that we say in Berchas Hashachar in the morning Shasadi Kol Tzarki is a bracha on wearing shoes. So one might think that you can't say that bracha because we're not allowed to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av, says Mishnah Berurah, but Harbi Achronin tells us we can make the bracha, and then the Shara Tzion, Oislam and Tess, he tells us that the Prima Gautam tells us that that is in fact the minute. Okay, we'll stop here. Part 2, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and next year we'll finish up Simen Tov Kuf Nadal and Hilchos Tisha B'Av.